This is episode 1950 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day two of our series. This week, the theme for the series is allowing change instead of resisting change. Allowing change to flow through your life in a natural way. You will hear my voice is a little scratchy. I'm still getting over a cold. I hope that one day soon, when I wake up, my voice will be clear again. As you go through this week's theme, you have a challenge. Your challenge is to give yourself some mini allowance moments where you give yourself a chance to sit in silence, to feel what's happening within you and what's trying to happen in your life. And as you feel change beginning to happen, know that it can take some time to initiate change, even when you know you need to do something. Maybe you're in a relationship that needs improvement, or you're in a relationship you know you need to let go of. Or maybe you need to change the way you live your life in some area. Maybe you need to improve your health, or you need to improve your performance at work. Whatever the change is you're allowing this week, when you stop throughout your day and check in with yourself, then you begin to own what needs to take place. It's easy to get caught up in what we're habitually used to doing. Even if you know something isn't good for you, you can begin to feel stuck, as though you don't really know what to do. You don't know what choices are available for you. That's when this week's challenge can help you enormously begin to process what you're going through, and even begin to become aware of your situation. If you are in the midst of some change in your life and you're beginning to wonder if you did the right thing, it can be so easy when we get out of our comfort zones to want to fall back into our habits and patterns where we feel most comfortable. So if this is you, where you're beginning to feel like you're in this sticky place where you kind of want to go back to how things were before you initiated the change, think about something that is a little disruptive or even disturbing. When you remember why you created the change, why you want a certain change in your life, the more you can attach your emotions to the experience or get your emotions behind the change, the more likely you'll allow the change to take place. So if you think about what you stand for and what's important to you and your values, and something about the change that caused a big emotion, maybe it was anger or grief, maybe it was a sense of disempowerment, and you don't want to feel disempowered, so you're creating some shift or change to help you get back on your feet and to feel stronger and better about yourself. So remember the emotional state that helped to create the change. Your meditation technique for today is an affirmation. An affirmation is a positive statement you repeat out loud or mentally. And the statement helps you to stay focused on an intention. This week's affirmation is one simple word that packs a lot of power and insight. It is the word allow. The theme is all about allowing change. As you sit in meditation, mentally repeat the word out loud a few times. Allow. 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 Whisper the word. Mentally repeat the word. And open up to the change trying to happen in your life. And allow what feels right for you at this moment, knowing that you don't have to create a massive change all at once. In fact, the best way to create lasting change is to take small steps gradually to where you feel open and receptive to what you're trying to create in your life. Your challenge this week was also to select one area of your life you'd like to focus on as you go through the series. And as you do the different techniques in each episode, you focus and apply those techniques to the change you're wanting to create. Another way to do the series is to think about one change you want to create each day. You may have noticed you struggled with staying on track at work. So you might think about one change you could create in regard to helping you focus. Maybe tomorrow you will notice that you need to take better care of your health. So in tomorrow's episode, you might make that the focus of your change, thinking of something you could do to improve your health that day. So whether you're taking small, incremental steps to improve your life overall, or you're focusing on one area of change, and you're allowing the grace to open up to the change as you go through this week's series. Either way, either approach is just perfect. If you'd like the full half hour guided meditations and the journal and guide that goes along with each week's series, you can find that and try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free access. You are so worth slowing down for.